Welcome to Under the Tooth, the podcast which aims to bring dentistry right to your ear. From general dentistry, specialty training, and everything in between. My name's Ilyas.
My name's Asha.
And my name's Sari.
So today we're going to be talking about commuting, really. Commuting to work. I think we were having this discussion offline about how we all travel different distances and have in our past to our workplaces and schools and things. And what effect it really has on us. And so I personally I don't really travel to work before, and then this year I've had to travel quite a sizable distance, just over an hour, which I think most people do quite routinely. So
how do you travel?
I mainly cycle. Although that's the fun part. I sometimes take the train. But it's just being squashed on with everyone else, and then
do you prefer cycling to work?
Cycling 100%. A, you're using the time effectively. Exercise.
So an hour there and back.
An hour there, an hour back.
And but you don't find that tiring?
No, you don't feel tiring at all. Actually, if you try it, cycling's pretty decent.
What about the weather though?
Again, it doesn't actually rain as often as you think in the UK, and when it does, it rains like.
Is it not quite scary cycling in London?
I don't think it is. I think it's more scarier cycling in other cities.
That's good. You're like helping the environment as well because you're cycling.
Yeah. Well, the thing is, there's good cycle lanes. It's quite protected.
And that's your longest commute.
That's my longest commute. But the days that I take the train, I know that it's not as nice because when you're on the train, you're squashed on with everyone else.
Do you cycle every day, or is there a specific day that you wouldn't cycle?
Well, every day of the week, as in Monday to Friday.
Do you listen to music while you're cycling?
No, because I want to hear the traffic.
Yeah, I was going to say, because that'd be quite... Yeah. So do you not think that that's more like... Yeah, okay. So that's quite of a stress relief for you because
it's stress-free sort of. You're just on the road.
You're doing some exercise as well.
Yeah,
right?
You're sort of like trying to beat your times, etc.
And an hour has been your longest commute. So this is
it's not even an hour. On the bike. It's actually faster than going on public transport. Oh, okay. It takes about 45 minutes. Okay. Which
how long does it take you on the tube?
About 55.
Oh, okay.
An hour. Maybe.
And what did you do before this? So the job before.
So the job before, it was just a 5-minute drive to work, less than 5-minute drive to work. Okay. And every other job,
did you always use the job?
What do you mean? As in to work?
Mm.
Yes, so, yeah, always drive to work.
There were times that
I tried to cycle, but the city I was living in, the terrain wasn't right. It wasn't right. Too many hills.
But do you not find that being like 5 minutes away doesn't give you enough time in your head to like either prepare yourself for work or afterwards like reflect on your day?
That is a good point. I remember one of our tutors at dental school used to say to us, always work about 20 minutes or half an hour away from work, because then at least you have time to
think. So I think my like longest commute is probably, what do this year on Monday morning, it can be up to 2 hours that I drive that first drive, but I don't do that every day.
You quite like that though, don't you?
Yeah. No, I wouldn't like it every single day, but I definitely like it as some part of my week, because I think in the lifestyle, if you're so like busy and you're doing loads of things all the time, and then you're not one to kind of sit down and do nothing, you're forced on that commute to do nothing. And even on like my Friday, it's probably about an hour and a half. That's public transport. So I'm not driving, but again, that gives me time, even though I'm changing trains and tubes.
I've never thought about it.
Gives me time.
Forced time to do something.
Yeah, and I put music on and I'm sitting literally doing nothing but listening to music, or even I can read a book, obviously not when I'm driving, but
we'd hope not. Yeah,
actually, like, I started learning a language once as well. You can learn language and things like that as well. Like, people can or listen to podcasts. Like, so sometimes I have listened to our podcast back in the car and stuff, whereas I might not have time to do that.
Yeah, I suppose.
And I like to reflect after a day, especially if I had a really intense day. You've got time to like think about things. If you go home, and I think if you live by yourself or if you live with family or flatmate or whatever, if you are too close to your work and you get back, if you've had a like stressful day or really intense, you might want to be like blah, 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 and just like get it all out, which is good, but also at the same time you've not really had time to think it by yourself, so you might just stress out the other person you're with.
Suppose that's a good way to think about it. Actually, it's a way for you to kind of just de-stress and not bring your work environment to your home environment.
Yeah, by the time I'm home it's like, that's it, work's done, finished, move on to the next
thing. You've had enough time to kind of recover from it, get over it.
However, on the flip side of it, when I work 15 minutes away, I actually do notice that it's shorter, but as in like, oh no, I've not had enough time to listen to music. I do think that. But then after work, I've got so much more time on my hands to like, you know.
See, that's the thing that really irritates me, if I've got a commute. So some of my week, 2 or 3 days a week, I'll have an hour commute there and an hour commute back, and I hate it. Like, I would just rather, honestly, just get to work, leave work, and be back at home, and then get on with the rest of my life and do all the other things that I want to do. But
because commuting is tiring.
It can be tiring, yeah. And I think if you, like, when I had graduated and I went from VT was a commute for me, but it's because I always only commute to somewhere where I want to commute to. Now, I've never like commuted somewhere where I'm like, I hate this job or I hate going to it. So I've never been like dreading to go to the place. But now recently, in some of my days of the week where I work very close, or sometimes I work from home, I notice, oh my God, I've not been to the shops with a trolley going round the shops. Normally it's like running into the petrol station, like on the way back on the motorway. So yeah, I mean, I think it's like having a balance, and I think it depends on your lifestyle and your personality as well, what you prefer, because I don't think there's a right or wrong commuting for anyone.
Yeah.
But I don't think that, you know, if I was doing a 2-hour commute there and back every day, Monday to Friday, that would be ridiculous. That's not normal. That's why I don't do it.
But I feel sometimes it's like such a waste of time, especially if you're driving. I get really irritated because I feel like that's just 2 hours of my day just wasted.
That's how I felt. This 1 hour there, 1 hour back, because I've been taking the train the past week, and I just feel like it's 1 hour there, 1 hour
but
back.
But you're not relaxing.
I feel like I've not done anything.
But why don't you take a book? Like,
I read on the train, but I mean, it's not, or listen to music on the train, but I still don't feel
it.
Just
feels unproductive, doesn't it? Like, see, for me, I feel really unproductive on those days, because I've just added an extra 2 hours to my day that I could have
done something else.
Especially if I'm driving. It's okay if I get the train or if I get a bus, because I can kind of work on the way
whatever.
But when you're actually driving, I find that
I think I'm just so busy that it gives me my thinking time. So I think that for me, for certain people,
but I feel like I'm so busy that that's just making me even busier, because I'm not doing anything productive in that 2 hours, if you get what I mean.
Because I think like when I get home, like I wouldn't, even if I had those extra, so when I work close to home, so it's like 15 minutes away max in traffic, I wouldn't like come home and then sit and read a book or listen to some music, just casually do nothing. I would like be doing this or that, or going out to meet somebody, or on the phone for something, or doing some work, or doing this or that, or housework, whatever. So that's why I think for me it's like chill out, because I physically can't do anything else. So I'm forcing myself to do it.
So what kind of things do you do on your commute? So you were saying listen to music.
Yeah, I mean, obviously I don't live where my family is, so sometimes I'll give them a phone call as well.
Hands free.
It gives them time as well, because sometimes life gets quite busy and I feel like I'm not maybe giving my full attention when I phone back home, when I'm at home, like I'm doing something else. And I think that, you know, when I'm on the phone to my mom, sometimes she might be aware of that. She's like, what are you doing? I'm like, oh, I'm washing the dishes, or I'm doing this, or I'm doing that. Whereas in the car, I'm like physically, obviously paying attention to my driving, I'm like,
nothing to do when you're driving.
Apart from making sure that I'm safe on the roads. But now with cars, you've got lane assist and everything like that. So it's really, really helpful. But it's obviously hands-free for anyone who are going to be using Bluetooth and paying attention. But yeah, it's a little bit of me time.
What do you do, sorry?
I just listen to music. And I will probably use the evening one for phone calls.
Phone calls seem to be quite popular.
Get rid of the time, as in make the time go faster.
Because you sort of lose track of time.
Yeah, you lose track of time. And you know when you do a specific route day in, day out, you're almost an autopilot.
Yeah.
And you kind of forget where you are. You just find yourself home. And I feel like when you're talking on the phone, it just makes that go by so much quicker. But that's about it, really. I don't even really do anything else.
Well,
I would love to have
painting
a train.
Your nails.
I'd love to have a train journey. If my commute was possible with a train journey, I would probably do it because I feel like I could be more productive then.
Yeah, see, I like that on a Friday. I'll like get a book out and read. Like I've read some really good books, and I wouldn't have had that. I just would not have made the time for doing it. I don't think that's right. I think you should make the time to do these things at home. But
if
you don't have that time, it's difficult for me because I'm so busy to like justify sitting reading a book for. Or whatever half an hour, which is not the right way to look at things, but it's just the way my lifestyle is. So that gives me time to actually get that me time. Because I don't find commuting stressful. Like, train journey and stuff for me doesn't really, you know, when the tube's busy and things, I'm still, like, reflecting. Like, I've got my earphones in, and I'm still, like, just in my own world. Like, yeah.
Do you ever talk to people on public transport?
I have done.
Have you?
Well, people have kind of spoke to me, and then you get a conversation. I've met a couple of people. I've got a couple of people on Instagram, actually,
from
public transport.
Yeah.
On the tube, yeah. No, they're not, even.
Do you ever meet people that you will see every time that you commute?
Yeah, on the bus from where my flat is to the train station. Every Friday there's like,
do you meet like a travel buddy,
the same people, and again got her number and she's like, I'll show you if you need to like go anywhere, and she's like texts like, have a lovely day. I'm like, thanks. Like, it's you cute. Meet some like really random people.
There's some really nice people out there.
Yeah, and like, you know, one time somebody what was the situation, I think the person was a little bit worse for wear in the morning, and it was a Friday morning, and yeah, they were like asleep, and then they were like snoring really loud and things, and we were just sitting in the train, and then somebody was like, maybe I ended up making friends with somebody through that because we were like having a little giggle.
Conversation
started. So yeah, I don't know. Yeah, it's just people watching as well. You can do a bit of people watching.
People watching.
That's probably easier on public transport.
Then I'm probably, like, a bit of a tourist still because, like, in Scotland, it was, like, one subway that had, like, one kind of circuit. That's it. And
I actually went on it for the first time this day, even though I live near Glasgow. I went to Glasgow often. I'd never used it.
Really?
But I used it recently.
That's how I used to go to uni.
It's quite useful.
Yeah.
What is it?
Yeah.
It's one.
I think they've made two circuits now, actually.
Two circuits,
but yeah,
an outer and an inner.
Yeah, okay.
And I don't know if they go in opposite directions or how it works, but they're quite, it's like a miniature tube.
Yeah, it's in that's an underground is what we call it back home, and I'm talking about
does
here.
Does it actually go underground?
Like, yeah, I mean, a tube is underground
though,
right?
Most of it is.
Yeah. But yeah, what do you do in your commute then? You just get frustrated that you're commuting?
No, to me, I read if I'm going on the train. Or I listen to music or a podcast.
What about cycling?
If I'm cycling, I'm just cycling.
But what do you think of when you're cycling?
When you're cycling, it's more like racing to the next traffic light, racing.
That's what I'm saying, but do you not find that quite stressful because you're
not
chilling out?
That's quite relaxed.
Okay, well, that's relaxing
for you. Because you're, it's like
a game, right?
Yeah, it's like a game. It's like you're on next level. And then I've got one of those watches that record my time.
Do you have a competition with yourself every day?
Yeah, and then I can see how fast I'm going. And there's little stretches I know I'm getting there, I can go faster because it's more flat.
But it's obviously a lifestyle, a healthier lifestyle, because you've lost so much weight since you've started commuting.
You're being serious, it must be a healthier lifestyle because you're saying
exercising.
You find driving or traveling sort of you're not doing anything, you find useless dead time. That's one of the reasons why I like cycling, is because it's as if I'm doing exercise.
I guess you don't need to go to the gym because you've cycled for an hour, do you know what I mean?
Anyway.
Which is actually a really good thing to think about,
which is quite nice.
I mean, I probably could cycle.
Could you? How long would it take?
Oh, no, this is to my dental practice.
How long would it take?
Well, it would probably take me about 15, 20 minutes.
Does your practice have facilities to change?
So there's showers, change rooms and everything. That's but I'm just...
It's quite good that dental practices... Lazy. Lots of dental practices have showers in them.
I think that it's cool as well to like mix it up. So if you've got like a different working week, like I take different modes of travel. So I've got different commuting. It's not like I commute, like I said, 2 hours there and back. So Monday I'll commute 2 hours there, stay overnight, commute back on Tuesday. Then Wednesday, Thursday, I'm either working from home or like half an hour away or 20 minutes away from wherever I'm working, and then Friday I'm like an hour going to London, take public transport. So I've got different modes of commuting, and I think that that's really nice, having a variety as well, because I'm not bored of driving.
Yeah, I think that's...
I'm not driving every single day. So that variety 2 hours is like...
Yeah.
Even work-wise, I think...
You should start cycling to work.
I probably should. I need to fix up my bike, but...
A few days a week.
I could do it for the 2 days that
I think I could probably do it when I'm like round about my like 15 minutes away, but I just need to get
how long would it take you?
Probably maybe like half an hour.
That's decent. You should do
which
it.
Isn't that? I would have to go in early though, because then I think I'd definitely be a bit sweaty before I start working, and then I'm not sure how I'd feel about that. But promoting a healthy environment and healthy lifestyle is definitely so. Yes, you're promoting that.
Keep going, Elias.
And you're showing that it's working. Just apart from the anger of that hour commute
on the train.
But I think that you're right. Like a variety. So obviously, I'm not commuting. I'm commuting 2 hours on the Monday and the Tuesday coming back. But then I'm like 15 minutes. Sometimes I work from home on the Wednesday, Thursday. And non-clinical aspect, and then on the Friday I'm about an hour and a half in public transport, so I've got a complete mix of, I'm not just driving every day, or I'm not public transporting every day, so I've not got enough time to actually get annoyed at that mode of commuting.
Yeah, I don't know, it's nice to have variety, but I think even having a variety of actual work makes a big difference, because you can change up your commute to that work.
Yeah, definitely, and I think like...
as you know, I do part of my week's hospital... part of my week is just general practice, and they're completely different places, and I think that helps the week flow a lot quicker. It's not quite as mundane.
You're splitting your time up between like completely different aspects of dentistry as well, so you're not like getting frustrated in one too long because you're not there long enough.
I think you're not there long enough. You're not there to... Yeah, exactly. Not get too stressed about that one thing.
And that's why I'm such an advocate for portfolio careers, which is something that...
What do you mean when you say portfolio career?
Portfolio career, for everybody that may have heard me present it or not and hear it and see it, words on Instagram and stuff now, is that it's a thing that was in business, actually. So there's been a lot of evidence... of it being a career pathway. So it started out in a kind of business pathway where people would, you know, freelance, and they would do like self-employed work, freelance work, working for a business company or working for themselves. But it is a massive part of medicine and dentistry, and people forget that. I think it was a bit of a taboo topic, because, you know, it wasn't a seen or done thing in medicine and dentistry. You would, you know, be in a pathway doing the same job Monday to Friday, either specialising in something or being general in something. But it's literally splitting up your working week. So I do a mixture of clinical in a hospital, work between two different hospitals actually, non-clinical work. So that's employed by a hospital, but I'm also self-employed as well. And then also I do teaching. So it's complete different aspects of the same profession.
So I'm technically a portfolio person, but not...
Yeah, you are, because you're doing... Exactly, because you're doing two different... You're splitting it up, and, like, you're part-time one, part-time the other, so you can... But it doesn't even need to be within the same profession, so...
So you could do a side hustle,
and it's always such a good tip that, like, you know, when I... talk about this, is one of the biggest tips is that if you're thinking of a portfolio career, when you're working in whatever you're working in. So if you graduate as a dentist or a medic and you're thinking, do you know what, I'd like to split it up. I wonder if I can manage doing other things as well. You do a bit of a side hustle. So you do something, whether that's a hobby or whether it's another kind of locum job or whatever, you do it on the side and see how you cope with that. And if you find that you're like really good at organizing your time, it's not for everybody because you have to be good at organizing your time.
Yeah, I think we're quite lucky in our profession because you can technically pick what days you work. So you could pick, I want to just work these 3 or 4 days. So if you work in practice or whatever, you can always say, oh, I want to work these 3 or 4 days and then I want to take these 2 days to work on
a project or something you're doing outside. Yeah. And it's such a good, I mean, you should, like, some people now change their hobbies into businesses or into careers. And like, I mean, the amount of like kind of dentists that some people are doing, like, you know, graphic design part time, some people do IT, like there's so many different things you can do. And it's not you're not giving up your profession. Like, people get a bit worried of like, oh, what are people going to think? Because I'm not a dentist full time and I did 5 years to study dentistry and now I'm only doing it part time. There's nothing wrong with it, because if you give it your all the days you're doing that part of your profession, that's all like patients ask from you.
Yeah.
And there's nothing wrong with it. And I think it's better for your job satisfaction. So I'm not in one place long enough to get annoyed at either a system or the way things work.
Yeah.
And I've looked forward to going to work every day because it's somewhere different. I've got variety in my week. But again, it's not for everyone because I do a bit of traveling. So some people might not want to travel. But again, you know, you could work.
You could even do, I mean, you could get into that, but in the same city.
Like, yeah, you could do different practices within the same area. It's not even like you have to. I mean, being in different practices wouldn't make it a portfolio career. That just means you're working in different practices. But
it's like a smaller variety. Version of that. I mean, people could have, they do one kind of specific thing at one practice and then they specialise a little bit more with special interests in another practice.
Yeah, and you can like totally mix it up. But there's time organisation and that needs to be. If you've not got it, then it's not, because you could really like mess up your way. You need to be organised. You need to make sure you have a diary that you know where you're working each day, especially if you're in different campuses or different hospitals as well. And if you're like, you know, self-employed, like you would be as an associate, but if you're managing your own accounts and taxes, you need to sort that out. Because if you're part-time employed, part-time self-employed and different hospitals, then tax purposes come into it as well. So you need to be able to manage that. But it's really good that, like, to get into that type of career as well, is that whenever you do a job, I always think that you should work wherever you're working, whether it's that type of job. So if you're doing core training in a specialty, that maybe that's not something you're wanting to go into, that you like give it your all, you make connections, you network. Because I mean, that's what I do as part of my, because I work back somewhere where I was a junior member of staff, and that's because I maintain those connections with these people. So it's always like, even if it's not something you think you're going to go into, you might actually then go back and locum there in future and just pick up a few days. Because, and I think it's really
And that's the thing I was saying to Elias, we're really fortunate in our profession, is that you'll always be able to find a job somewhere, even if you kind of,
yeah, you've got a BDS.
Yeah. I remember our professor at university used to tell us that all the time. He's like, you guys have a dental degree, never forget that. Like, you can do whatever
you don't like one practice,
whatever you want, yeah,
there'll be another practice. Yeah.
And I think we had this discussion before as well, that there's so many different aspects to dentistry. There's clinical, non-clinical, there's like public health, there's specialising, there's general, there's teaching. Like, people forget that, and I think you're not taught that at university. You're taught to, like, you know, we kind of like pick an area and that's it, you stay in it, but yeah, it's actually not. Much
stuck there.
But you're not, like, you can literally change up your week. You don't have to be in a specific place. And you don't even need to be in the profession 5 days a week. And I think quite a lot of people now, you know, some people are taking
a bit more open to that.
Yeah, and they're taking like a day out to do like photography or something because they've got like a passion for photography. And again, like, it's about job satisfaction. The be all and end all is not like that paycheck at the end of the day. It really isn't. I mean, people literally.
But even that side hustle could end up being your business and your main input.
Exactly. And like, I think it really should be. I think it should be spoke about because it is a career option.
It's not spoken about.
People.
I think it's a bit more common in medicine.
Yeah, but even then in medicine, I think it's quite. Really, I think it's becoming more common in medicine and dentistry now. But I think it's taboo because it's of historically the way that the profession is that you would be working like
You're a doctor, you should be a doctor 7 days a week.
Yeah, yeah. Or you should be, if you're going to specialise, that's like you specialise there. Or if you're general practice, that's like your general practice. Like, what is this? Your general practice and doing a bit of teaching? That doesn't make sense. Like, I don't know. I just think that it's a... Because historically, you know, there wasn't that maybe variety available. Full-time, part-time, self-employed, people didn't mix and match. But now I think in all sense of life, people mix and match.
Yeah, yeah. Definitely.
Like their food, they'll mix and match. Cultures mix and match. Like
work-life culture.
But that's what it is. It's like it's different aspects of the same profession. You don't need to... Because at the same time, if you think about it, in terms of like my week, if I was working in general practice, which I don't, you could do all the aspects that I'm doing as in non-clinical and teaching and things, but it's within the same environment. What I like is it's different environments. You meet so many different people as well. That's what I love. It's like you're meeting so many different people.
I think that's probably the nice thing about it is that you're meeting different people within your profession.
Yeah.
And everyone's different on aspects. Yeah.
Slightly people different.
Yeah, exactly.
And think about how many people you've met that have like different skills. Like you, Elias, are like into your IT. You're like, that's like completely different skill, which I don't have. You're into your sports. Mm. I don't know what I'm into, but... But everyone has different like strengths and like weaknesses, and it's learning from that. And but if you're stuck in the same place, I mean, especially in general practice, it's some people love general practice 5 days a week, and again, there's absolutely nothing wrong with that. But if you're working in that same environment, you forget what's outside those four walls.
Yeah.
And I think that's
the benefit, isn't it, of working in. In different places. So you make new connections and you can see what other people are doing as well. So.
Across different professions as well. Yeah, like how many people have you met that's like not even a dentist?
Yeah,
that occupational therapists, dietitians, pharmacists that you would otherwise...
That's why I really like working in hospital sometimes. It's just you get access to so many other professions where working in...
professions.
Yeah, exactly. Whereas working in a general practice, you're kind of a bit stuck. I mean, like I said, there's nothing wrong with it, but it's just making it a bit more open.
Yeah, but I think it's something that students and like undergrads should be aware of, that that this is what they can do. I mean, for example, us doing this podcast, like that's us doing like a little hobby that we're doing separately. And yeah, and I think it's making people aware that they don't have to, they can work their mix or work in their hobbies together as well. Yeah. And
I'd be quite interested to know what other people are doing as well. And if anyone wants to share their portfolio or career with us, you could definitely write it in the comment section or message us and we can share it next time.
Yeah, give us a little email, or if you wanted to come in and talk about what your working week is like. I mean, the couple of guests that we've had on, Maruk, Natalie, they've had like essentially portfolio careers to a certain extent as well. They're doing lots of different things within their working week, and I think we just really want to advocate and show that that is such a good thing to have. So, you know, guys, get in touch with us at Under the Tooth, Instagram, Twitter, or our email address, which
Facebook.
Is
thetooth@gmail.com.
Yep. Give us a little message if you want to come in and talk, or even if you have any questions, and just give us a little message. I hope you've enjoyed our podcast today. Be back with some more new exciting guests coming up, so stay tuned.
Thanks for listening.
Thanks, guys. Bye.